This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week of 11 May 2005. Here is a summary. One Palestinian died from a previous wound inflicted by Israeli occupation forces. A number of Palestinian civilians were injured this week by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation wall in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces fired at Palestinian civilians demonstrating in protest to the construction of the apartheid wall. Israeli occupation forces beat Palestinian civilians whose land had been confiscated, resulting in Palestinian pregnant women miscarrying at this time. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas. Palestinian homes were raided, resulting in the arrest of 20 Palestinian civilians. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank, and Israeli settlers seized 18 dunams in the Al Mawasi area in the southern Gaza Strip, and Israeli occupation forces seized at least 800 dunams of land in Bethlehem and Nablus. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested 8 Palestinian civilians, and Israeli occupation forces have continued to use a special checking machine at the Rafah International Crossing Point. Introduction. Israeli violations of international law continued in occupied Palestine during the reporting period of 11 May 2005. This week, human rights violations perpetrated by Israeli occupation forces included shooting at Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, home raids and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law, including international humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct an annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank and to expand settlements. They've also continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. In the West Bank, Abdel Fattah Radad, 25, from the Saida village near Tult Karm, died from injuries sustained on 2 May 2005. He had been evacuated to an Israeli hospital after he had been injured and arrested by Israeli occupation forces. This week, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse a peaceful, nonviolent demonstration organized by Palestinian civilians and international and Israeli solidarity activists in protest to the construction of the annexation wall. They also used force against Palestinian farmers, resulting in a Palestinian woman miscarrying, and issued 3 arrests. The farmer's land had been confiscated for the purpose of construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the Deir al-Asal village, southwest of Hebron. Brutal force was also used to break up another nonviolent protest on 9 May 2005 in the Old Town of Jerusalem, where 11 people were injured. Palestinian Muslims were protesting the denial of entry to the Al-Aqsa Mosque for prayers on that day. This week, Israeli occupation forces raised areas of Palestinian land in the Al-Samu village for the purpose of construction of the apartheid wall. They also placed signs to determine the route of the wall to the south of the Al-Zahariya village, south of Hebron. In addition, Israeli occupation forces imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians on both sides of the wall. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. On 8 May 2005, a number of Israeli settlers seized 18 dunams of Palestinian land in the Al-Mawasi area in the southern Gaza Strip. They also destroyed an electricity tower and severely beat a Palestinian civilian. In the West Bank, on 7 May 2005, an Israeli settler poured an unknown substance into the wells of Kufr Kudum village, north of Qalqilya. On 10 May 2005, Israeli occupation forces issued a number of military orders confiscating at least 800 dunams of Palestinian land in the Bethlehem and Nablus areas. On the same day, a number of Israeli settlers northwest of Qalqilya prevented dozens of Palestinian farmers from reaching their agricultural land in the neighboring Kufr Kudum village. This week, Israeli settlers living in settlement outposts in Hebron launched more attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted at least 14 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces injured a number of Palestinian civilians and arrested 17 others, including a child and 6 students. In violation of Palestinian civil and political rights, Israeli occupation forces closed 2 offices used by the Palestinian Central Election Commission to register Palestinian electors in Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. This is included, for example, on Tuesday, 10 May 2005, Israeli occupation forces instituted a comprehensive closure in occupied Palestine, which has resulted in severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. These closures will continue until Saturday morning, 14 May 2005. The Israeli occupation forces also continued to close a number of checkpoints in the northern West Bank for the 3rd consecutive week and erected a temporary military checkpoint at that time. At checkpoints, the Israeli occupation forces arrested 8 Palestinian civilians, including 2 university students. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings of the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. They've continued to close the Erez crossing in the northern Gaza Strip for the 3rd consecutive week. They've continued to impose severe restrictions at checkpoints in the main road in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have continued to use a special checking machine at the Rafah International Checkpoint, despite warnings from the Palestinian National Authority and other human rights organizations of its danger. There continues to be ongoing shelling and siege in occupied Palestine by Israeli occupation forces throughout the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and continuation of construction of the annexation or apartheid wall continues unabated, as well as ongoing attacks by settlers against Palestinian civilians and property. For more information of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.